Okay, Carla says we now step into the month of September. No, the dog days of August are now, I guess, in the rearview mirror, even though you're in the same city here in Chicago. What does it take in September, that stamina that you need to kind of finish out strong, but also save a little extra for what you guys are hoping for in October?
Yeah, the same mentality. You know, we've been grinding the whole year, and here we are in the month of September in a pretty good spot. You know, when you look back and where we were at in, you know, towards the end of May and what we went through that month. So yeah, exciting that you get to the finish line here and playing meaningful games. Every pitch is important, every play, but at the same time, just keeping it the same way, you know, keeping it fun. We have to prepare. We have to do whatever we need to do on a daily basis to go out there and continue to get the job done. We got to continue to find ways and continue to have fun.
Rosters expand today. You get Alex Young, the lefty, out of the bullpen, and then you brought up Pablo Reyes. Infield versatility. What are you expecting from Pablo?
Yeah, that exactly, you know, what we were looking for. You know, guy that's got experience. He's been in this league. He knows the role. Plays multiple position. He can go in the outfield if we need to. You know, good base runner. He can steal a base. He can give you good at bats, you know. And again, the experience factor too. So yeah, happy to have him here. I've seen him play, you know, and he'll be ready to go.
It's not the old days with the 40-man rosters where it felt like you had just busloads of human beings in here. Do you feel a little bit of that pressure to have to get him in there more often than not, or does he kind of know the role of he's the last man on the bench at this point?
Yeah, and that was a conversation that I had with him when he first got here today. You know, right away I told him probably not going to be many starts, you know, but need to make sure that he stays ready, you know, to whether it could be as a defensive replacement to go and steal a base or get an at-bat here and there. He understands, and he can impact the game in a lot of different ways, and I'm pretty sure he'll do something to help us win baseball games here.
Speaking of winning baseball games, Garrett Crochet may be the only guy that helps the Chicago White Sox win as many games as they have won this year. He's been absolutely out of this world, a guy that got drafted and was in the major leagues that same year. What have you seen on film from him?
Yeah, good arm. Not a secret. He's a lefty that throws 98, 99. Pretty good cutter, a little bit of a changeup. He's good. You know, we have to be ready from pitch one. We have to attack him. We got to get him in the zone, and we got to get on his heater.
And with him specifically, his workload has changed over the last 2 months. He's kind of four innings and making sure the innings limit stays down, the pitch count stays down. So how much are you also preparing for the bullpen in the hitters meeting, or is it really just the starter?
Yeah, look, we're going to be ready for everything. You know, you just can't assume that he's going to go, you know, yeah, when you look at the workload, the past couple of outings, the last one only four pitches because of a rain out. But before that, it seems like he's four inning and somewhere between 60 to 70 pitches. So, but again, who knows what type of start this is for him. Looking at their bullpen, they got guys there that can go multiple innings. But, you know, I think we got to get to Crochet.
All right, Carlos, thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it.